Washington. NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams are steadily recovering and returning to duty after spending 9 unexpected months aboard the International Space Station, ISS, due to problems with Boeing's Starliner spacecraft. The veteran astronauts, who originally launched on an 8-day Starliner test mission, returned to Earth in March after their stay was extended when Starliner encountered propulsion system issues. The capsule was brought back uncrewed, and the astronauts were integrated into NASA's regular long-duration ISS rotation. Right now, we're just coming off the rehab portion of our return. Gravity stinks for a period, but eventually you get over those neurovestibular balance-type issues, said Wilmore. Following their return, both astronauts underwent NASA's standard 45-day rehabilitation program, which includes daily strength and reconditioning sessions. They are now back to work supporting Boeing's Starliner team, NASA's Space Station Division in Houston, and other agency research programs. Williams described the recovery process as intense. "Dozens of muscles had to re-engage," she said. "I felt tired longer than I expected. But then I woke up at 4 a.m. one day and thought, aha, I'm back." Wilmore noted that his neck pain, which had vanished in space, returned the moment their capsule landed in the ocean. "The human body, designed for Earth's gravity, undergoes significant changes during long stays in space, including muscle atrophy and cardiovascular shifts, compounded by space radiation and confinement. Boeing's Starliner program, plagued by delays and technical issues, has cost the company over $2 billion in charges to date. NASA and Williams are strongly advocating for another uncrewed test, following the example of SpaceX and Russian spacecraft protocols. I think that's the correct path. We're hoping Boeing and NASA will decide on that same course of action soon, Williams said. NASA officials say ongoing Starliner testing through the summer will determine if the capsule is fit for future crewed flights.